The Olympics are underway in Rio. The United States off to a good start in the sport of swimming. And I don't know why she made it all the way out here, but here she is, wheeling her way up to our broadcast location. Bob, if you can move over there. Yeah, there
sure,
we go.
Sure, I'm sorry.
For
excuse me.
Marge, the swimming
Hi,
coach. Now, she's not, she
Hi.
Never was my coach, but she claims to have been my coach back in the day. Yeah, just put it on. Go ahead. Come
How
on.
How does this work?
Just put on the headset.
Do I talk
to...
directly into it like this?
Oh, you're doing great. You're doing great.
That's too close.
Hi, George.
Hi, Marge.
So glad to
That's
be
Bob
here.
That's Bob right there.
I came to Oxnard to report on the Olympics.
Okay. Have you been watching them?
Is this Bob Sturm?
That's Bob Sturm.
Hey, oh,
right
my God. Oh, God. The Bob Sturm who blogs like there's no tomorrow.
That's him.
Wow, thank you, Marge.
I'm such a fan of your work, Bob.
Oh, wow. I'm honored.
I remember there was this one time I was so down, I decided to end it all.
Oh, gosh.
Well, I was up in the noose about ready to kick out the stepladder. With what little movement I still had left in my legs.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I read a piece of yours on the changing nature of the 4-3. And it really altered my outlook on life.
See there, Bob?
Wow.
You're an influence.
I would have suspected just the opposite effect.
And ever since then, I've remained hopeful that someday my life would get slightly better than a stray dog's.
Oh, Marge, come on. It's better than
and
that.
And although that hope has remained unsubstantiated and justified, I'm still young.
You are.
Yeah.
If you consider 69 still young and all.
Well, sure.
Yeah, and holding.
But I don't know if you know this, Bob.
Okay, yes, Mark.
But I used to be Georgia's swim coach back in high school.
She didn't.
That's what I hear. That's what I hear.
George
may have been a swim coach,
was
but
the
not
greatest
my...
swimmer since Michael Phelps.
I wasn't that good, and that was before Michael
a little
Phelps.
Confused.
And that is no exaggeration.
Yes, it is.
He cut through the water like he was a dolphin and shark combined.
Oh, wow.
And, I don't know what that would look like.
And add that to the fact that he had an elephant trunk between his legs that acted
weird.
As a stabilizing keel.
All right, stop it. Don't talk like that, Marge.
You should have seen him in his swim trunks, Bob.
Well, Bob wouldn't want to see that.
It looked like he had stuffed a trash can down there.
All right.
So you, impressive.
Tell us about the Olympic
so
results.
Talented.
What has happened in Olympic swimming?
It made me moist in my lady dirt.
Hey. Tell us what happened in the Olympics
over the weekend. It awakened me sexually.
Ah! Stop it.
I used to watch him practice even at home just to see him get out of the pool in slow motion while listening to the cars yet moving in stereo.
Moving in stereo? Did you watch any over the weekend? Can you tell us about
but
Phelps?
But, Bob, unfortunately, George resisted my entreaties to reform our old swimming team to travel down to Rio to clean up in the Olympics.
Well, George, why'd you do that?
Well, I don't have a call on who's on the United States swim team.
Look at him. He's in the best shape of his life.
Yeah, look at me,
Bob. It made me so sad when he said no.
Yeah.
It was my last hope to return to swimming coach glory.
Oh, Marge.
Did you see Phelps get his 19th last night?
Well, George, I haven't been able to see any of the events.
Well,
what with
you...
me being unable to find permanent housing down here during my stay.
Oh, no.
Well, rent a hotel room.
That, I found out the hard way that takes money.
Yeah, of course it does.
There was an awkward scene in a hotel lobby. Authorities had to escort me out, George.
Why?
Because I demanded to have a room even though I had no cashola.
Oh, yeah, you got to have money to pay for a room. How'd you get out here, by the way?
What's that?
How did you get out here?
It took about 216 charges on the chair.
You came out here on your chair?
It took me so long. I left 2 months ago.
Well, you made it.
Where you find charging stations?
Well, they're mainly reserved for, like, Volts and Insights and Priuses.
Yeah.
But I just park in the space and plug in the chair.
Well, I'm glad it worked for you.
I'm sure you're both probably wondering, why the gorilla hands?
Yeah, what's going on with that?
Funny story.
Okay.
I was trying to get across the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge.
It's going the wrong way to come out to California.
5 o'clock traffic.
Okay. All right.
Well, I didn't count on the chair not being able to outrun a furniture delivery truck going 75 plus. I can only get this thing up to 8, maybe 9.
Right.
So this truck came and he plowed me over, George.
Oh, gosh.
I got knocked into a running wood chipper that was down in the basin clearing out the understory.
Oh, no.
Running wood chipper?
So I ended up losing only the hands. Okay. They were the only thing that the doctors couldn't save.
What's up with the gorilla hands?
Well, I got put on the hand waiting list.
Okay.
And it turns out because of my medical history and past drug abuse, I fell pretty far down the list.
Okay, yeah.
Turns out I get a notice at the Austin Street one day that there were some donor hands that became available in Cincinnati.
Okay, she's going to claim she has
Harambee's
hands. And
the only rub was that they were gorilla hands.
Those are clearly plastic. Those are not Harambee's hands.
Needless to say, I jumped at the chance. So now I have these hands that can crush cans made of steel.
No, they can't.
And tear a phone book in half using only index fingers.
No, you got those at a costume shop. That's ridiculous.
They're very caring hands is what they are. They save children.
Yes, they save children. And the only downside is I suffer a slight lack of dexterity, what with the lack of opposable thumbs
right,
and all.
Right.
But they've worked out great.
Well, Marge, we are way up against it. We got to go. So
I feel great on my privates. If
okay,
I do say so
thank
myself.
You. That's Marge, alleged swimming coach. Thanks for the Olympic update.
I have to go, George.
Good.
See
we'll
later.
See you there.
Bye,
backing
Marge.
It up there.
I can't work this damn joystick with no thumb.
Oh, Marge. There's Marge. It's 8:54 on the ticket. We'll talk about the Rangers' big weekend next.